and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I am glad to have you joining us today. There are certain things in life which are hard to let go of. It could be an old thing, memory or experience through which you are so much connected. The day before, I was cleaning my wardrobe and I came across a dress of mine which is probably 7 years old and it has stains and marks all over it and I still haven't got rid of it. My mom was just asking me to throw it out but I couldn't. That dress has of course seen better days for sure rather than just sitting on the back of my cupboard. It's just that there are so much of my memories associated with it. Even after all the stains and marks, it's still my favorite dress. Surely, you all must have that one thing, which is hard to let go of. It could be full of holes, stains, and dirt, and might even smell bad, but the memories associated with them make it hard for us to let go of certain things even if they are of no use. Letting go of certain things feels like we are saying a goodbye to a part of ourselves. But that old dress or memory could hold you back from moving forward in life. If you cling to that one little thing from the past, how could you cherish your future? Don't you think there would be many other dresses like that which would probably look better and make you feel happy about yourself? As a matter of fact, it's not just about a dress, it could be anything from your past that you are clinging on. It could be an old memory of somebody, maybe it could be the best memory of your life and still could have hurt you in a way nothing else can. Holding all those memories in your life can stop you from moving forward and even makes it hard. The more you hold on to a thing, the more it affects you. But how will you make new memories if you are constantly holding up that one memory? It acts as a barrier that would hold you back from your own happiness and satisfaction. We all have an emotional baggage that we carry along. Whether it is from a bad breakup or any kind of insecurity from your partner, even if it is a job that you worked hard on with your 100% determination and willpower but didn't get the reward. We all have the one memory that is hard for us to let go. In this episode, we are gonna talk about releasing emotional baggage. Now, you all must be familiar with the term emotional baggage. What it basically means is letting go of unresolved emotions, past traumas, bad and negative experiences, and limiting beliefs that we carry within ourselves. It can manifest as deep-seated pain, resentment, anger, fear, or sadness that stems from past event or relationships. It could be a happy or a comfortable or a safe memory as well, but it might resist you to move forward in life. Sometimes the best memory could also be your worst memory. The person who made you happy at one point might have just turned into a stranger now. You could be thinking where things might have gone wrong, but you just can't figure it out. The person with whom you used to talk all day and share all your little secrets is no longer in contact with you. That one person might feel like a part of you, and letting go of that one thing or person might feel like you are losing a part of yourself. But you can't do anything about it. I know, it might have hurt you and maybe you have cried at night, but what's done is done. It's the old connection and memories that makes you feel so good about it, but Sometimes leaving things for your own good is necessary. It's finally time to forget all the bad things that happened in the past and move forward. It's time to finally create a room for your new things and adventure in life. By releasing this emotional baggage, we free ourselves from its burden and create space for healing, growth, and emotional well-being. Now let's see how can we release that emotional baggage. The first step is to identify what your emotional baggage is. You must be aware of the baggage you carry along the path of success and achievement. You have to recognize and acknowledge the emotions, experiences, and beliefs that no longer hold you back. Everyone has an emotional baggage that they carry on in their life. It could be an old memory, or the past grudges that you hold on, or the anger that keeps on growing inside you. Even it could be a traumatic experience or a bad childhood that could be hard to let go of. It could be something that is hard for you to leave back and move forward, but it's not something that you can't leave behind. The more you cling onto your old things, the less you leave room for your new things and experiences. Self-reflection, journaling, therapy, or talking to a trusted individual or your friends can help you uncover and understand these emotional burdens. Once you are aware of the baggage, you must accept it. Acceptance involves acknowledging emotions and experiences without judgment and resistance. It means allowing ourselves to feel and process these emotions fully. There are some people who don't even accept the fact that they are suffering from a problem. They think that accepting a certain problem might make them weak and people will judge them. So, they continue to refuse to the fact that they are going through a certain problem and keep on suffering. Look, everyone has gone through a bad phase in their life. If you are suffering from a bad experience, it's not your fault. People suffer from mental health problems or depressions, but they just don't want to accept that certain problem which might cause them a bigger setback in life. Those setbacks could also be from your own mistakes or from someone else's mistakes. You must learn how to forgive. Forgiveness, both towards yourself and others, plays a vital role in releasing emotional baggage. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting, but freeing yourself from the emotional weight associated with the past. You should never forget something bad that happened to you or if someone hurt you, because it's the only thing that will encourage you to move forward in life and achieve everything that was stopping you before. It gives you a sense of morality and freedom. Sometimes you try hard to let go of something, but you can't. Even after trying so hard, there are things that hold you back that could affect your mental and emotional health. For this, there are various techniques that can aid in the process of emotional release. It's essential to acknowledge that releasing deep emotional baggage can be a challenging and complex process. If you are suffering from an experience for more than 14 days, you must consult a therapist. Seeking guidance from a qualified therapist or counselor can provide invaluable support and tools tailored to individual needs. expressing your feelings to others might give you a better perspective to look at your problem and solutions to overcome it. You can also try meditation, expressive writing, art therapy, deep breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, or physical activities like yoga or dance. These techniques will help you to connect with your emotions, express them in a better way, and let them go in a safe and supportive environment. Having a friend or a connection with whom you can discuss all your problems will help you to deal with them. Being transparent in front of your closed ones will help you to uncover and overcome the issues and focus on the good things in life. Releasing emotional baggage involves reframing our experiences and shifting our perspective. By examining our beliefs and interpretations, you can challenge negative narratives that keeps you stuck. This process allows you to gain new insights, find meaning, and create more empowering narratives that support your emotional well-being. It is important for you to keep track of all the past things that happened and how to overcome them. Once you are successfully overcome these things in life, you will be more motivated and focused on improving your mental health. How you deal with things is more important than what has actually happened. Bad things happen with everyone, but it's the willpower of a person of how fast he can deal with it. Another important thing that you all should remember while you are trying to release your emotional baggage is self-compassion and self-care. It's important to treat yourself with kindness and understanding as you navigate through difficult emotions. Engaging in self-care activities such as nurturing hobbies, spending time in nature, practicing self-compassionate self-talk, or seeking support from your loved ones helps you in the healing process. Do all the things you love and follow your passion when you are trying to move on from something. Following your dreams will help you to focus on the good things that will make you happy and confident in life. Whenever I feel low or hurt, I just sit alone under the sky at night and look up at the moon while I listen to my favorite song. That's my way of dealing with problems. Staying away from everybody for a day or two and just focusing on the good things and letting all the bad experiences go away. Earlier, I used to keep on thinking about all the bad stuff that happened to me, but now I know that the more I cling on those things, the more they will affect me. Sometimes I do share my stuff with my best friend so she could guide me out with this stuff. But I am the kind of person who usually doesn't open up with anyone so that much regarding to my problems, so I try to handle all these things by myself. If you are like that too, then you must try that out. Sit alone under the sky and look up at the moon. Trust me, it's the most peaceful feeling in the world. I am sure you will never find that type of calm and satisfaction anywhere else. So here we come to an end for this episode. Just remember that releasing emotional baggage is a journey that takes time, patience, and self-compassion. Through awareness, acceptance, and forgiveness, you can become attuned to the emotions and experience that have weighed you down. By acknowledging and fully feeling these emotions, you can open the door to release their emotions and liberations. By consciously letting go of what no longer serves you, you can create emotional freedom, cultivate healthier relationships, and open yourself to new possibilities for personal growth and well-being. You can create space for new possibilities, personal growth, and a greater sense of emotional well-being. You will give a chance to yourself for a more fulfilling and authentic life, one that is free from the weight of the past and ready to embrace the past with renewed energy and purpose. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with others. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.